Would you bow to me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you that as we gather here this evening, we know you are with us. God with us, Emmanuel. No longer do we have to wait. No longer do we have to wonder. No longer are we alone. You're with us always. We thank you for sending your Son, born as a baby, to live as one of us, to die for every one of us, that we might look forward to being with you forever. We do pray that the words of my mouth, together with the meditation of our hearts, would be acceptable in your sight. O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In your mind's eye, was Jesus born in Bethlehem like this, or Bethlehem like this? And for Dr. Norris, it's which one is better, number one or number two? Okay, again, your vote. Is your Bethlehem number one, or is your Bethlehem number two? According to Luke, the passage that we just read a few moments ago, it would be number one. A sleepy little village tucked away out on the hillside near Jerusalem. It's like our stained glass window. It was a hallmark moment before there were hallmark moments. If Bob Ross were painting it, it would be a happy little place. Happy little sheep with their happy little shepherds. A clear sky, a stable where all the cattle are happily lowing. But according to Matthew, it looks different. It's the second image. That second image, however, it would translate 202 decades back. That photograph taken this morning in Bethlehem. That's the Bethlehem I want us to visit this evening. Go with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 1 and find verse 18. If you're using a Pew Bible, it's page 807. If you're using a Bible app, you might want to follow along in the New American Standard. That's where I'll be reading from. Matthew 1, starting at verse 18, the New American Standard Bible. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, desired to put her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son. And you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph arose from his sleep, and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took her as his wife, and kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, if you keep reading, the only part of Matthew's account that matches up with Luke's has to do with that star in the east and the magi who who followed it. You heard the part about Joseph nearly divorcing Mary. Putting her away could have meant divorce. It could also have meant stoning her. Not the happy little version of the Christmas story that we see in children's pageants. Herod's attempt to deceive the Magi. The slaughter of the innocents. The escape by night to Egypt. It really was Bethlehem number two. But that wouldn't sell many Christmas cards. It's not the idyllic pastoral scene we've come to imagine. I read recently of one commentator saying that he wondered what a scratch and sniff Bible might be like in Luke chapter 2. Imagine barnyard smells, not baby powder. It was not pine needles that covered the ground that you might like to lay down on. It was other stuff that you wouldn't want to step in. And as the saying goes, that stuff happens. And it's also that reality. To that very reality that Jesus was born. It was for that reality that Jesus died. By the way, Mark skips the birth of Jesus altogether. John talks about it, but he talks about it in some deep theological terminology about darkness and light. So we're left really with just those two. And in my heart, I also prefer Luke. My favorite Christmas carol is the one that you just sang, O Little Town of Bethlehem. And my favorite version of that Christmas carol is the one that comes from the Walton's Christmas album. In my heart, I prefer Christmas with Luke. But in my head, I know that I need Matthew to tell me what Christmas is all about. I need to hear the angels say to me just what he told Joseph. Do not be afraid. You know, just those verses again, just three of them. First, from verse 18, Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child. Joseph was told not to, and we don't need to be afraid when others let us down. No two ways about it. When Mary was found to be with child, when that baby bump began to show, Joseph saw it as her letting him down. Not living up to their vows of betrothal, of coming together with another man before they had come together as husband and wife, of bearing that man's child. Joseph, a righteous man, had concluded that Mary had been immoral in her conduct, and it may had been a story that Joseph later told Jesus. It may play a part in why Jesus, in his first public sermon, tells us not to be quick in judging others. For while Joseph was worrying about what to do because of what Mary apparently had done, she hadn't done anything for him to worry about at all. While Joseph was worrying, God was working it out. of working out a wonderful plan for his own salvation. Mary was not immoral. She was carrying in her womb the baby who would make it possible for us to be immortal. She was the prophesied virgin. And what was taking place was not sinful. It was sacred. Joseph was told to not be afraid of what was happening. And we're told the very same thing. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Christmas is a reminder for us to stop fretting over the failures of others and to remember that God is in control. Do not be afraid when others let you down, nor about public opinion. Do not be afraid of what others think. Verse 19, Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, desired to put her away secretly. He was afraid of what others would think. What they would think when the baby bump became a baby. Afraid of what the news of an unwed pregnancy would do to Mary. Afraid of what others would think of him for not carrying out his responsibility to the law in dealing with an adulterous wife. But again, the angel told him not to be afraid. Our calling in life is not to allow others to shape our life by their expectations of us. Rather, it is to allow our lives to be shaped by the will of God. Fear of man, the wisest man who ever lived said, Proverbs 29. Fear of man will prove to be a snare. Whoever trusts in the Lord will be kept safe. If you are living in the center of God's will, you do not need to fear public opinion. And finally, from verse 20. When he had considered this, it's Joseph. When Joseph had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. His consideration of things must have been distressing to him. He must have been tossing and turning in his sleep. And he didn't need to. But when he was, the Lord sent an angel to him and said to him, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. It was an emotional crisis. And I can still see it in my mind. The anguish that my brother went through when he was told by his first wife that she was divorcing him. A grown man, albeit a young man, a grown man lying on his bed, shaking and crying, inconsolable, uncontrollable. Joseph may have been laying in his bed that night in the very same condition. You may be feeling that way tonight, or you have. Or you will. And the same words the angel are spoken to us. Do not be afraid in times of mental anguish. What Joseph feared would bring death brought deliverance. Deliverance from sin. Deliverance from death. Deliverance from the power of the devil. What Joseph feared would ruin Mary's name only brought it recognition. He agonized over people calling her bad, when in reality, ever since, they have only called her blessed. How many times have our own fears been lacking a foundation? How many times have we allowed our fears to attack our faith? In just the way that he spoke to Joseph, he's speaking to you. To not be afraid. For Jesus has been born, the one who saves us from our sins. God is with us tonight, tomorrow, forever. Merry Christmas to you. Happy birthday to Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds focused upon Christ Jesus until life eternal. Amen. We continue our worship this evening as we turn to the Lord in prayer. And you'll find responsive prayer on the screen. Please stand.